Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What an insane week it was. So many things we've never seen before going down this week. In fact, it speaks volumes about where we are in history that I can do this podcast every Friday, insane things we've never seen before, and fill it up. The biggest winner this week? China. Why? Because of this.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming. Because there'll be significant population movements. Fights over land, millions of people leaving places because they're literally sinking below the sea in Indonesia because of the fights over what is arable land anymore.
Imagine how Chinese leaders felt hearing that the very week we learn that COVID was likely engineered in a lab in China, a bioweapons lab in China. The president of the United States of America comes out and declares the biggest threat to America is climate change. What's it mean? They got away with it. That's exactly how they'll take it. Yep, this was the week it became clear that there's virtually nothing China could do to the American people that would get Joe Biden's dander up. Which leads us to the second insane thing this week. TikTok announcing that it will begin capturing the metadata of Americans, their face prints, their voice prints, to save, to identify them so they'll have no privacy. It's the very thing that scared Trump so badly, he banned TikTok. To understand how serious this is, you've got to understand there's a law in China that says that there is no private corporate data. All data that corporations collect must be shared with the Chinese Communist Party and the government. So when TikTok collects it, they're collecting it. And who are most of the people on TikTok these days? Your kids. And China's already using this data to censor. Yep. They've already banned PragerU, and they'll get your kids too, once they've got a good way to identify them. In case China had any doubts whatsoever that all this spying is A-okay with Joe, he clarified it midweek. Within hours of the Chinese making that announcement that they'd begin collecting this data, the very thing that got TikTok banned by Trump. His ban was, of course, frozen by the courts. Within hours of China making that outrageous announcement, Joe Biden announces that he's dropping Trump's ban on TikTok. It was literally a pat on the back for the Chinese. Go ahead, keep our kids' data. We're cool with it. Understand that the reason Trump initially banned TikTok was because once the app is on your phone and kids will innocently install it on their parents' phone, they got you. They got the whole phone. It's blackmail material for life. Start early collecting our kids' data, and by the time they become someone, they'll have files on them all. Remember Trump Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe's warning that many members of Congress are currently being bribed or blackmailed or both by the Chinese.
And what they're really trying to do is through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
And that's exactly how the Chinese will use this data. Joe made sure they knew that he thinks that's okay this week. And this week, we learned that when the Chinese aren't poisoning us or spying on our children so they can blackmail them for life, they're apparently robbing us blind. I'd be dying laughing at this point, y'all, if this wasn't our country, if this was some other country. This week, we learned from Axios that half the near $1 trillion worth of COVID unemployment benefit money from the federal government was stolen, as in billion dollars with a B. Well, by who, you ask? The very people who know Joe Biden won't do jack about it. Mostly international gangs, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Nigerians. But it was this that people really need to pay attention to. Haywood Talcope, the CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions, who estimated that most of the stolen money, about 70%, ended up overseas, also said this, and it's shocking. These groups, the criminal syndicates that stole the money, Talcope told Axios, these groups are definitely backed by the state. In other words, they did it with the knowledge and permission of the governments in the countries they're from. What are those countries again? China, Nigeria, and Russia. Like I said, folks, when they're not poisoning us with their bioweapons or spying on us, they're robbing us blind. And our leadership in Washington doesn't care. What's the greatest threat facing America again, Joe?
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
Sure, but what'd you tell us it was way back in October, Joe?
I think the biggest threat is Russia.
What about 3 weeks ago, Joe?
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Or perhaps he just doesn't remember what the biggest threat is. Anyway, speaking of white supremacists, we'll get to his son Hunter next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's become almost sport in America. Every week, somebody gets canceled for the most random things. Like Gina Carano with Star Wars. or Ellie Kemper, an actress from The Office, who way, way, way back when she was a teenager made the mistake of going to a ball thrown by a group in St. Louis called the Veiled Prophet Organization. Way, way, way back, they were associated with the Ku Klux Klan. And I mean way back, like a century ago. Even the media admits they don't have any Klan ties, and haven't in ages. And she was a teenager when she went to the ball. Didn't matter. Canceled. Paula Deen didn't actually get busted using the N-word. She merely admitted she could have in the past. That was good enough. They buried her. She was canceled. But what about Hunter Biden was the week's stunner. The same week, less than 4 days after Joe Biden gave what was supposed to be a landmark speech on race, becoming the only president to reference the Tulsa massacre in a speech, Hunter is busted using the N-word, not once or twice, but 4 or 5 times in a conversation with a white guy. It wasn't way, way, way back. It was in 2018 when he was almost 50. What makes this all the more shocking, given the current cancel culture, is that he also posted a meme and saved it onto his computer of his father calling Barack Obama the N-word. In the meme, Joe is dying to call Barack the N-word, and Barack finally lets him. So Hunter was totally canceled, right? No, the story was by the media. Here's DeRoy Murdoch, a black commentator with National Review and Fox.
I just got in touch with the Media Research Center, spoke with my friend Brent Baker there, and asked what is the coverage like, and he said the following. He said he went back 48 hours and took a look at the closed captioning and found multiple references to Hunter and the N-word on Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, OAN, and Newsmax. Nothing on any other channel, nothing on ABC,
wow, nothing.
CBS, NBC, CNN, or nothing, nothing. And you think this would be worth a passing reference, maybe just a little quick item before they go to a commercial or something like this? I mean, we've heard nonstop from the Democrats for years, but certainly under just a week ago with President Biden's big speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma, about what a systemically racist country this is, how big a place this is, etc. And here you have his son dropping the N-word, not with some close friend with whom he's engaging in sort of jocular banter, but with another white guy. And he says something like, the only reason I love you is because you're black, and the guy's actually white. And certainly if this were any Republican who did this, BLM would be in the streets, Antifa would be probably breaking windows, but it's the son of the President of the United States, it's Hunter Biden, it's a Democrat. So not just a pass, but total, complete, utter silence from the left.
Not even Black Lives Matter chimed in. But then again, Black Lives Matter's leader, Patrice Cullors, was busy this week. Yeah, building a fence and a gate around her $1.4 million home, one of three she owns. In that mostly white neighborhood, so maybe she didn't notice. She had a lot on her plate. But black commentator Larry Elder sure did notice.
You can't make this up. Now, the question, of course, is how far does the acorn fall from the tree? In other words, this kind of normalized conversation in the Biden household. And you played that clip of Joe Biden referring to Obama as clean and articulate. This is a man, Joe Biden, who has been using black people his entire career. He's been lying for decades, claiming that he, when he was a teenager, worked to desegregate restaurants and movie theaters in Delaware. Zero evidence he did any of that. Lied and said he tried to visit Nelson Mandela when Nelson Mandela was behind bars during apartheid South Africa. Never happened. Said the NAACP has endorsed me in every single one of my races. The NAACP has endorsed him in none of his races. The only time Democrats care about black people is during election time. They couldn't care less about the horrible education kids are getting K through 12, but they love them during election time. It is condescension, and hopefully this might cause some black voters to wake up and stop pulling that lever automatically for the Democratic Party.
I don't know about that, Mr. Elder. Joe Biden gave the eulogy, after all, at the funeral of U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd, a former exalted Cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan, and it didn't seem to affect black voters' relationship with Joe Biden one iota, so. But that didn't stop black commentator Leo Terrell from marveling at the whole thing.
If this was Eric Trump or Donald Trump, you would have Al Sharpton on 24/7. And I'll tell you right now, you would have riots. You would have riots and protesting in the street. You would have Black Lives Matter. You would have Antifa roaming the street if it was Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. Where is Dinosaur Maxine Water? Where is James Clyburn? Where are all the black Democrats who complain? You don't see them. Now, let me simply tell you about this Hunter Biden. He's not a role model. He's a criminal. And he gets a pass because his dad, the Imperial Wizard, is president. If his dad was not president, he would be in bars and stripes. This man, Hunter Biden, has done nothing to benefit or help America. He has profited and he has used his dad's office and his dad's mentality to basically have a racist attitude. This is embarrassing.
He's right. And had it been Trump, there's no way after that he could have taken off for his first big international trip to the G7. Because Trump, had Trump Jr. done this, would have been confronted by every reporter all across the world on the way. Isn't it fascinating that Biden is confident that the media, both here and everywhere else, won't ask him real questions? Confident enough that, stunningly, neither Joe or Hunter even bothered to apologize.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
If China was the biggest winner this week, the media was the biggest loser. They got it wrong on many of the major stories of the last year. Everything from hydroxychloroquine totally doesn't work. Turns out, it improves your survival rate by about 200%. Oops. COVID totally originated from a wet market and nowhere else. Oops. And Trump ordered those peaceful protesters at Lafayette Square tear gas so he could have a press conference. Nope. Not says the inspector general. The media basically made that one up, too. Turns out, the Park Service didn't use tear gas. The protesters weren't peaceful. And the clearing out part was planned days ahead and had absolutely nothing to do with Trump. It was purely coincidental. Here's one Fox News commentator explaining how all of that wasn't very hard to know. Here's the media lying to you about that back then.
The president wanted peaceful protesters, the kind he said he just supports. He wanted them out of the way for his photo op. It was simultaneously outrageous and dangerous. Who is the thug here? Hiding in a bunker? Hiding behind a suit? Who is the thug?
As he's talking from the Rose Garden, you could hear the tear gas canister explosions behind him. You could hear the park being cleared. All for a photo op.
I want to be super clear about what did and didn't happen right there. Nothing happened on the side that the protesters were in.
The president wanted this photo op and he wanted to disperse that crowd because he is, he wants an image of this, all of these protests being one thing, which is violent, which of course is not accurate.
Yep, all lies. But you couldn't have possibly known that at the time, right? Actually, you could. Here's one Fox News commentator from National Review explaining how he actually managed to get the story right at the time. Imagine that. Get the story right at the time, not in the retraction 6 months later, like most of the mainstream media, who honestly, y'all, after the week we've had, we got to start calling them a conspiracy media. I don't know what else they are. Anyway, here he is explaining how he was actually able to get the story right in real time. Imagine that.
Well, you know, it's funny. We just talked about how the media just missed the lab leak theory and they dismissed it because people like Tom Cotton and Donald Trump were pushing it and saying we need to look into this. And they did the exact same thing here when it comes to Lafayette Square. A narrative emerged, which is that Trump cleared this square in order to go and do this photo op with the Bible in front of the church. And it turns out that it wasn't true. Why did they clear the square? If you look at the report, it's because they found all sorts of bats and poles and weapons that were were stored in order to create violence. They had set St. John's Church on fire the night before, and so they were moving in to build fencing to protect Lafayette Square, not to protect the president. This was all known. I wrote about this at the time, this was the reason. But the media just has this. If Donald Trump says it, it must be wrong. So if the virus came from a lab, well, if Trump says it, it must be wrong. And now that Trump's gone, all of a sudden we can say these things.
Well, actually, the media is still getting it wrong. So does the CDC. Got to take brief credit for this here. Back in my podcast on May 25th, called Kids Are Dying from COVID Shots, Why Does No One Care? I told you, begged you, in fact, not to get your kid a COVID shot. I even warned you about swollen heart and other side effects that were beginning to show up in the CDC's VAERS system, especially among young people. And again, begged you not to put it in your child's arm. Well, sure enough, this week, the CDC finally caught up with me, finally admitting that heart inflammation is becoming a serious side effect for kids and calling an emergency, quote unquote, meeting. Not an emergency. If I knew, they had to know too. They just didn't care if somebody was hurt, hospitalized, permanently injured, or died. It's all for the shot for some reason. And the numbers are shocking. CDC data shows that just 8.8% of vaccines have been given to people between the ages of 12 and 24. Yet more than half of the cases of heart inflammation, 52.5%, came from the same group. Folks, this is a very dangerous shot to be given without vaccine trials and no FDA approval to people between 12 and 24. Please don't vaccinate your kids till we have better data. And besides, as we learned this week, you don't need to, because we've got something to treat them with: hydroxychloroquine and zinc, which it turns out work just fine all along. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with friends and family everywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.